people are living longer. Life expectancy generally has been on a slow and steady increase for the last 1,000 years as we have conquered hunger and disease. But now, a new study published in the New England Journal of Medicine says that continued rise may be coming to an end, and it's got something to do with our lifestyles. Ira Flatow is host of NPR Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, welcome back to the program. And this is, it seems to me, big and disturbing news.
Yes, it is. It says by the middle of the century, primarily due to one cause, the epidemic of obesity sweeping our children, that the life expectancy is going to be coming down because obesity causes a whole set of problems like type 2 diabetes, and this stuff is hitting our kids. And you put all these diseases together and our lifespan is going to come down. So researchers are concluding that unless we find some way to effectively reduce childhood obesity, our kids are going to be dying earlier, and that's going to lower the average life expectancy for everybody. According to the study's author, S.J. Olshansky, life expectancy could be shortened by as much as 5 years over the next 50 years, and that would mean that obesity would kill more people than cancer.
Ira, we hope always that our children could be better off than we are and healthier, so the message here is that that's not happening.
That's right, but there are other impacts, monetary impacts here too. The Social Security Administration recently forecast that life expectancy would go up with lots more people over the age of 65, which the authors point out has led to dire predictions about the impending bankruptcy of Social Security. We've all been hearing about this over the past few months. Well, this study says that conclusion is premature, that life expectancy will level off and probably go down within the first half of the century. And if these dire predictions are true, then the U.S. population may inadvertently be saving Social Security by becoming more obese and dying earlier, the authors say. But there's going to be a different cost, the rising cost of health care. So while we may be saving Social Security by dying younger, we may be running up obesity-related bills earlier in life from such things as heart disease, stroke, limb amputations, blindness, other diabetes complications. And obesity treatments are generally not covered by health insurance.
Ira, are there statistics that show this is spread, what, evenly through the population?
Well, not really. Minority populations seem to be hit the most because access to health care is limited and childhood and adult obesity has increased there the fastest. But in fact, the study is not very encouraging anywhere. The report points out that major gains in health and longevity that have taken decades to achieve may be now being quickly reversed.
Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Ira, thank you for that.
You're welcome.